Inheritance by predestination. I inherited something. What inheritance? There had to be somebody leave me an inheritance. Why do you say Jesus let you inheritance? Beg your pardon. Jesus never left me an inheritance. Jesus never left you an inheritance. He only came down and paid for your inheritance. Brought you to your inheritance, but your name was put on the Lamb's Book of Life before the foundation of the world.
Amen.
God gave you your inheritance. Your inheritance is first. Jesus only come. Here's a way to try to make it. God said, well, a lot of people lost. I don't want them to be saved, so I'll send Jesus down, and perhaps maybe somebody feel sorry and know what I've done and get saved. Oh, mercy. I wouldn't run my office like that, even as poor as I do run it sometimes, Jesus. I wouldn't do it like that. How about God? God, by His foreknowledge, seen exactly who would be saved and who wouldn't be saved. He sent Jesus to save those that He had already chosen.
Amen.
Didn't Paul say 5 verses behind this?
Yes.
That He chose us in Him before there even was a world.
Amen.
That's our inheritance.
Yes.
God chose us.
Yes.
And let Jesus come and pay the price. The what? His shedding of His blood that no sin would be accounted to us.
Yes.
Nothing you do. Well, if he that sins willfully, after receiving the knowledge of the truth, there's no more sacrifice. Now, there's where you'd rise up and say, how about that, Brother Branham? But just remember, see, who have received the knowledge of the truth.
Yeah.
They never received the truth, they just received the knowledge of it.
Yes. Amen.
See? It's impossible for those who were once enlightened, made partakers of the Holy Ghost, tasted the power of the good word. Like them borderline believers back there. So many's wrote me letters on that. Those borderline believers walked right there. Joshua and Caleb went right over there. Why? Now we're going to call that the Holy Ghost. The land out there. Here they are back here, or up here. Say, this is the Holy Ghost. And they're back out here, you see. There's where the promise is there. Well, it says, send out 10 spies, one out of each tribe. So that all those tribes should know what our inheritance is. Where will we be placed over there? Where will we be placed? So I'm going to send out some spies. They all got there and said, oh my. Oh, we'd be called Holy Rollers. We couldn't do that, see. Joshua came up and said, I'll see what it looks like. So they come over here and looked all around. My, they reached up here, cut off a big cluster of grapes and come back down and said, boy, she's fine. Here it is. Take some of it. And they said, oh, that's good, but oh, look at those big, oh, we couldn't do it. Stand against all them big denominations, all those big things, oh, it's too bad, we can't do it. Oh, sir. No, sir.
Amen.
And they began to say, oh, let's go back to the flesh pots of Egypt. We might as well stay down there. We can't do it. This road's too straight. We can't do this. We can't do that. Old Caleb says, stay still, all of you. Joshua said, shut up, every one of you. Let me say something. Oh, alas, 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 we can't do it. Oh, we couldn't. Well, if I had to quit my card party, Brother Bram, I'd have let my hair grow out like some old woman. If I had to take my little shorts off, if I had to quit, you know, and if I had to give up my cigars, if I had to do that.
You poor.
Deliver. Exact.
Yes.
Just can't do it. Joshua said, oh, it's good. Hallelujah. We can take it.
Amen.
What was it? They were looking at the big cities that were walled up. Joshua and Caleb was looking at a promise God made.
Amen. That's it.
Stay with the Word. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Stay with the Word.
Yes.
Yes, God.